Well, it's really a pleasure to welcome Gene Orlando, our MSU men's tennis coach. And Gene, you've been around the game for a time as a youngster, now as a coach. How's it changed over the years? I mean, the tennis is sort of still like the same court and the same rackets and stuff, but it's become a TV sport. It's become a leisure sport. So what do you think about tennis and its future?
Well, I mean, I think the future is very bright, but just the evolution of the game with equipment and strings and just the pace of the game has continued to get stronger. And, you know, I think the players are more athletic. They're getting the strength and training that they need. And the game just keeps on getting stronger and bigger. And
are there more tennis players sort of in Michigan, around the country and the world now than there were 10 years ago?
I don't know the exact answer to that, but I definitely feel like there is some competition. I think the level of tennis players might not be as high. I think other sports have taken away from getting the quality. I think the quantity is still there, but maybe perhaps the quality might not be as high.
I think one of the things, you coach a sport. We have 25 sports at Michigan State, 800 student-athletes. You coach a sport where many people will participate and have a pretty good chance. I know some play hockey until the age of 80, but that's rare. Most everybody at some point in time in their life will pick up a racket and knock it across a net and hopefully not across the fence behind the opponent. It's a sport for life, similar to golf, that your participants, but also the people that support your program, can play on a regular basis. That has to be kind of a connecting point with you and the community.
Yeah, for sure. It allows us, allows myself and my players to be involved with people that love the game. And once you fall in love, it's almost like a disease, and you just want to keep on playing. You enjoy being with other players that play the game, and it's definitely given us an outlet to meet more players and more people that are interested in the game of tennis.
Another sport that's come along that's similar in tennis, and one the president is very good at, is pickleball.
No, the president's right. not very good at pickleball.
That's a sport, when I lived in Colorado, was popular some 25 years ago, and it's kind of spread, I think, to other areas. It's becoming a popular sport here in mid-Michigan. A lot of, I would say, the younger faculty, a lot of people on our staff. Does that help or hurt tennis, do you think?
I'm concerned. I think especially with the older group, it's a game that they can play and have instant success. I mean, tennis is like golf. You have to play to improve. And if people want to play the game and have fun, pickleball is a quick fix. Mm-hmm. Tennis is an investment. And, I mean, there's certain people that, once they hit a tennis ball, they love it and they'll do whatever. But if they're looking for a quick, fun, pickleball seems to be very successful. And my concern is that we're going to lose some tennis players to pickleball, and I'm trying to promote the game. And I just don't want them to fall in love with pickleball and forget about us.
So you don't see it as like just an appendage of tennis. It's totally a different sport.
I do. I think it's sport. I definitely think it's a different sport. I think we got to somehow combine the two. So, the USTA and the Pickleball Association, if we can combine that, so we can grow. But yeah, Definitely could be a division.
When you talk about the game of tennis across the state of Michigan, urban, rural, where is the game thriving right now? Is it an urban game? Is it a rural game? Is there kind of a combination?
Maybe a combination, but more urban. The hotbed for us in recruiting would be in Southeast Michigan, and just the quality and the quantity of players down in that area.
Are you, when you look for prospects, is it the high school competition? Is it club competition?
It's really, they have set academies, yeah. Like in they go to clubs and they have their own special group that they'll work with, they'll train with, and that's really kind of where we start our recruiting. And it's obviously fun to see the success when they play in high school and go through the process with them with that. But really start in the academies, and then they'll go to tournaments, summer tournaments, national tournaments, and then we follow them from there.
Golf, if I have some experience with golf, if you want to pursue that avenue very, very seriously, it can be quite expensive to pay for instruction.
Greens fees, instruction.
My dad taught me so in a time when it was not, you know, and we played at a course that wasn't expensive to learn the game. But it is something that does, if you want to do it at a higher level, require a pretty significant investment. It's a little bit like youth hockey in some ways.
Even because, with first team programs like that, to move on, you're right.
Is there a first tee equivalent program for tennis that would engage people across different income levels, different experiences into the game of tennis?
There is a program UST has called the National Junior Tennis League, and it's a starting point, but I do not believe there's a connector to connect the dots.
Through the community.
And in the locally, you know, Todd Martin has his development fund, which really reaches out for the people that might not have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But what's the next step? And, you know, like you said, playing tennis is an expensive sport. And I feel like we talked about the quantity and the quality of players. We'd lose out. You know, if there was a way that we could allow them the opportunity to continue to play, I think we would have a higher quality and even more quantity. Mm-hmm. But it's a limitation. It's a sport that if you have money, you have potential to have a lot of success and get the opportunities with pros and the travel.
There are these academies that capture the most talented very young. Mm-hmm. And some, you know, if you have enough money, provide education in addition to the bet that you'll become an elite tennis player. So how does a university interact with an academy like that, or do you just run in separate circles, or how do you think about that interrelationship?
Well, I mean, I think the academies are good. You know, the ones that have supply the high school. You know, I'm a believer that I'd rather stay close to home. You know, have the parenting, go through the high school experiences. I mean, I think you can find the coaches, you know, maybe not locally, but within an hour, that you can have the opportunities to play against quality player and have quality coaches. But I do think that the players lose out when they go far away, and you will spend a year away from being family to from the opportunities.
I think tennis represents, and Mark, you can chime in, really, you're describing the role of a teacher in the work that worries about the whole person and their experience and their environment and everything else that goes with that, not simply becoming better at a forehand or a backhand.
Exactly.
And I think one of the things that is so special about intercollegiate athletics that it is often overlooked because of what happens on TV sometimes is the special role that coaches like you, programs like tennis, play in the development of young people to be leaders well beyond their college years.
Yeah, I think along with that, I mean, Gene's been with us for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Question I would have is, you very easily could get a role at a club and teach the game. What's the benefit of being a coach on a campus, of being a coach where you've got 50,000 plus students and faculty? And do you gain personally? Do you gain a sense of belonging on something that's a little bigger than maybe just teaching the game of tennis at a club?
Well, you get to really develop relationships. I mean, the relationship starts when you start recruiting an athlete and then, you know, working with them and seeing them throughout the whole process. And I think that's probably the most rewarding, to see them from where they started to where they finish. And then even past that, once they finish, to where they go, where they end up being professionally, and then seeing them have their own children.
Right.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. And then even with where we are with the indoor tennis facility, we have the opportunity to students come in with the kinesiology classes, and you know, you develop relationships with them, and they know that you're the tennis coach, and they get the opportunity to meet you. And when we do individual workouts, they're able to see the kids play, and they sit and watch, and you know, try to learn, you know, that way. But you know, to me, that's probably rewarding, just to see, you know, the students grow.
Yeah. I'd like to close up with your program, but before we do, you're in one of those sports where you have a unique situation to be able to cross over with the women's game, and we have a new coach for our women's tennis team. That relationship and the values that you have by having that opportunity.
Well, it's Coach Kim Bruno is our new women's coach, and she's coached 10 years at Northern Arizona, and it's just an opportunity for me to see how she does things a little bit differently, you know, and pick up a few things. And obviously, we're very welcoming and trying to see her get off to a good start. But, I'm excited about having freshness and a new start. So,
an avid water skier. She loves to stay up this year because we have lots of water. But how about your program? Take us through what to expect this year.
Well, it's going to be a rebuilding year for us. We had, unfortunately, two players that had injuries, season-ending injuries, that were going to be our one and two player. But, we're excited about...
It must have been 2016 and the Spartans.
It's been a tough year.
It's been one of those things that every place I go, it's the same story.
We're excited. The guy's been really working hard, and we're currently in our off-season, and the guy's been very disciplined to continue the workouts, and because they know that we have to make some good strides here to be ready for the upcoming season. But we got great opportunities. The Big Ten, last year had four teams ranked in the top 25 and five in the
tough conference.
Top 30. And so that gives us a lot of opportunities to hopefully be successful and maybe get to an NCAA. But we have work to do before we can get there. But Michigan State allows us, the opportunities and the facilities that we have, the staff from the strength training to athletic training to academics. We have the full package and all the opportunities there for us.
If I look at the Big Ten and across the country in collegiate tennis, a number of international players. Do you see that as something that is a trend, something that you'll, as we look at the sport here and elsewhere, that we'll see growing?
Well, it's definitely been out there for a while. It was when I was a player and went to Ball State, I really just wanted to have the opportunity to play college tennis, and it was a concern. I was from Cincinnati and wanted just to have the opportunity, and there's definitely, with the influx of international players, we're shrinking the opportunities for American players and Michigan players, and it's a concern for me a little bit, just because players that graduate, how are we going to promote the game? If the international players don't stick around, they're not helping develop the game of tennis. And the more American players that we have, if they stay in the game, if the more American players there probably will be, and they're the ones that are going to the tennis clubs, the academies, and promoting our game. And we need to get quality former players that have played the game, experience at the highest level, to be able to teach our young players to eventually play at that next level.
Give me an example or two of some of your former student athletes that have gone on to do things that would make Spartans proud, whether in the game of tennis or in a different professional career.
Well, I guess one of my first recruits would be Aaron Murray, and he's now working for, Delta. Yeah, formerly Northwest, but Delta, he's done very, very, very well, and he's continued to come back for all the football games, and he's been a big supporter of our program. Danny Wallahan went on to went through the med program through the Armed Services, and now is a professional doctor in Atlanta.
Right.
So,
those have to make you proud. Those are the stories that jump beyond the pages of what people think college sports are about. It's the opportunities to come in to get a degree, to get the education beyond the degree while a student and pursue careers like that.
We're an educational institution.
Institution first, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jane. This was a great conversation, and appreciate all you do, not only for athletics, but for this community as a whole.
Yeah. Thanks,
and be assured that my pickleball game will not attract more people to play pickleball.
We don't sell tickets for our matches, let's put it that way.
That's right.